Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea.
Our next guest on Downtown is a multi-talented singer, songwriter, and actor. She appeared on Broadway in the Three Penny Opera in films like P.S. I Love You. She's got a wonderful new album out entitled Sister Orchid, and she'll be appearing at The Strand down in Rockland on Friday, October 26th. We're thrilled to be joined by Nellie Mackay. Nellie, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Love the new album so much, and I heard someone describe it, I don't know, maybe it was you, as almost a film noir album.
Oh, well, yeah, I do love film noir, and so that would be lovely. Maybe I said that. I don't know. Whoever said that, very nice.
What was your inspiration for singing some of these great songs from the 30s, 40s, and 50s?
I do love the idea of a saloon song, and we've been wanting to do a more intimate solo album for a while, and also a ballad album. It's good to be able to detach a little from the hustle and bustle.
Well, absolutely. I want to talk about some of the highlights of your very interesting career, but a sad note last week with the passing of producer-engineer Jeff Emmerich. He worked with you on a couple of your albums. So what was he like to work with?
Oh, Jeff was just an angel. And the loss is incalculable. It's just... It's such a shock and devastating.
You've worked with so many talented people through the years. I caught a wonderful piece from E-Town recently where you did a great duet in the Beatles' Across the Universe with friend of our show, Colin Hay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah. Oh, well, best of him. Hope he's well.
Looking back through your career, there's so many wonderful albums. One of my favorites, because I can't imagine that no one's ever done it before, but nobody seemed to have done a lot of covers of Doris Day until you recorded Normal as Blueberry Pie. What was the inspiration behind that?
You know, it was my A&R, Mitchell Cohen. It was his idea. And I think it did kind of... strike a chord for many people. She had such a long and varied career, and she was also and still is very good for the animals. You know, she has the Doris Day Animal League and Animal Foundation, and so she's still ahead of her time, even in such kind of mainstream ideas as Adopt, Don't Shop. So I give her a lot of credit for that.
You did an album of originals, Home Sweet Mobile Home, and then came back with another one of my favorites, your tribute to some great 1960s tunes, My Weekly Reader. I love the title, and I love so many songs. You do a great cover of Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, Itchy Coop Park. But I think my favorite, and did you find Moby Grape's Murder in My Heart for the Judge? Man, that's a great song.
Well, thanks so much. I have to give credit to my mother, who... was in growing up near San Francisco at the time of Moby Grape, and they used to play on a place, and it was a boat on the water. The Ark, I think it was the Ark in San Francisco, but it was in Sausalito Bay. That was it, and so I believe she spent some time with them. So I have to give credit to her because she knew so many things I didn't know. I'm glad. I love Mrs. Brown. That might have been my only contribution to the album's lineup. I'm glad you liked it. That was such a joy to record with Jeff, and it was just, I think that is pretty near my idea of heaven would be to go back to that studio situation with Jeff. It was, it felt like we were on an ark in the middle of an often vast and terrifying ocean, making something together. It was magical.
Well, I love Mrs. Brown, and we've had Peter Noon on our show, but something about that song works so well with the ukulele.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Jeff once said that it was on a different album that we had made, but that the uke sounded like, I believe he called it a Paragon harp, and that's probably the nicest I've ever heard the uke described, because unless you're Jake, I can never say his last name properly, but that ukulele whiz, you know, George Harris, you know, it can be a little repetitive, that uke.
How did you and David Byrne come to work together?
I believe he approached me about his album, and we had invited him to shows, and he's always been so kind and generous, and the last show he came to was the one about Billy Tipton, and I wore a prosthetic. And when I would hug everyone at the end of the show, I would kind of bump them with the prosthetic. And I think that I did that with David, and we haven't heard from him since. So I think that might have had something to do with it. But I hope I'll see him soon. I love him and his work.
We're talking with Nellie Mackay here on Downtown. She'll be at the Strand in Rockland on Friday night, October 26th. Now, you mentioned the Billy Tipton show. You've done a cabaret show, I Want to Live, on the life of Barbara Graham, a convicted murderer. Is it fun to play those very interesting and complex characters and bring their stories to life?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I love playing it with music, and I love working with the band. I think they do. It's a Brechtian style of performance, the band, because they aren't acting so much as imitating, it's a real joy. It's a shame that touring is so difficult, and even live performance, because the band is spread out between two coasts. Even if we were to stay in one place, it's tricky. It's really nice to be able to tell a story and to be someone else. I mean, we all have to live with ourselves. It's nice to play make-believe.
Hey, you mentioned Brechtian performances, and you had a chance to do that with your first Broadway show, Three Penny Opera, with, an incredible cast of people like Cyndi Lauper, Jim Dale, the great Alan Cumming. Is it at all intimidating to take on the works of Brecht?
Oh, I suppose so, but I like his sense of humor, and this idea of bread before morals, which is something we're still looking at today, is, you know, everybody has to have a decent life, decent, and not be overworked and overstressed. And I believe that was a commercial I just heard on your radio station about how 3/4 of people in this country can't afford $1,000 if there was an emergency. Mm. Until that is taken care of, you can't preach morals to people. And I, a lot of good people I know, I think they still have that backwards. You're always, and I guess I've been there too. You can't. Everybody has to be comfortable first before they can be receptive to new ideas or consideration of other people. Because when you're under that much stress yourself, one tends to scapegoat. I know I do, just in terms of, the little things. You go looking for someone to blame when you're in trouble.
Well, along those same lines, I know you're a big fan of Chris Hedges' great book, Death of the Liberal Class. We're at a situation in our country right now where we're at complete polarization, where some of our traditional institutions have failed us here. And Hedges talks about radical militancy is the answer. Is that the only way out? Have we been too passive in allowing our country to become what it's turned into?
No, I think Hedges is he's so interesting because he's also he's quite religious, as is Dr. Cornel West, and I think that informs their politics because they answer to a higher power than just a party, you know, or just a political system. So while I'm not terribly religious, I think it helps them stay true to their convictions on behalf of other people, such as we shouldn't bomb people, we shouldn't blow people apart. And no matter how pragmatic that may seem, and a lot of what passes for pragmatism is actually denial, that they're never going to support that, no matter what form it may take. And that takes a great deal of strength. What I actually find with Hedges is, I think part of what he writes about in his new book, America, the Farewell Tour, he talks about how they want us to be angry, the system, and that while, of course, anger is justified at that system, that we have to make sure we don't just respond with like to what the status quo puts out and wishes to foment in us. So I think when he talks about radical militancy, it can be also of the spirit and the soul that you're not going to capitulate, that a compromise is not a compromise when you're making all the concessions. But he's quite strong against violence, much like John Lennon, you know, said that forces of violence want you to be violent. The only thing, because then they know exactly how to handle you if you get violent, that the only thing they don't know how to understand is nonviolence and humor. And there's a lot of truth in that.
No question about it. Nellie Makaya, we're a big fan of your work. Love Sister Orchid and look forward to the show Friday, October 26th at the Strand in Rockland. Thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Just a delight. Thank you.
Nellie Makaya here on Downtown.